Okay, we respond when you're ready. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Ready, bro?
Yep.
Okay, done. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, people, welcome back to the Across the Pond podcast. Joined again, weekly episodes every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us on this Thursday episode. You're joined by me, Mehmet, and my co-host, Sean. Sean, how you doing as per usual, bro? Yeah, I'm good too. I mean, things should be opening up soon. I'm ready. Ready to get a trim. I think we all are. But... yeah, so Sean's going into surgery on Wednesday. So hopefully he'll be okay to record Thursday. If not, we'll figure something out. But Thursday, you should be recovering up anyway. And but yeah, I mean, everything's getting back to normal. I'm ready to talk some football. I'm ready to talk about what's been going on in the world of NFL, and ready to let my frustrations out on a few topics. For everyone listening, if you are new, you know, welcome. If you are not new, welcome back to the podcast. You can follow us on social media to keep up what we're doing. You can go on Instagram at @across_the_pond. You can check us out on Twitter, ATP Sports Media, Facebook, The ATP Podcast. And also you can check us out on YouTube, some highlights of our podcast. Just type in the Across the Pond and the Space Podcast. So you can find us all on there. Make sure you keep up with what we're doing so you can catch us all the time and get some good football content. But it is our Thursday pod, so it is time to talk about some football. I mean, a bit of interesting news this week, a bit of drama going on, and I think we can expect to see a lot more of that drama. Yeah, so a lot of drama this week and a lot more drama to come up. We've got a lot of talks of, I quote, a massacre of cuts coming up, which we'll get into a little later on. But some news and hopefully some topics to discuss next week as well. So, I mean, the more news the NFL can provide us with and the more shit and drama they can provide us with, the better it is for us, because we have more to talk about and more to rant about. And hopefully we've got over that dead patch of just no news coming out. But important news recently, a big storyline that has come out. Obviously, J.J. Watt to the Cardinals. That was an interesting one. I mean, I don't know about you, Sean, but that really shocked me when I heard that news. I was like, the Cardinals?
Yeah,
I
was to me, everyone, it was just random, man. Yeah. It's like, it didn't really make the most sense to me. I thought if he was going to go to a team, it would be a competitor. I mean, like, the Cardinals can make the playoffs, but I don't think they're going to, then they're at that next level to actually challenge for a title, man. So, to me, it don't really make a lot of sense.
It was a bit of a shocker, like, When I heard the news a couple hours before, it was being reported that he had come down to his final three teams via Peloton, because I guess, I don't know who, I'm not still like sure what happened, but essentially it was like JJ Watt on Peloton. I'm guessing it was like a fake account, and someone put Green Bay, like the abbreviated, it was like GB, Browns, and I think Bills, and it said Super Bowl 56. So everyone was like, oh shit, JJ Watt has just announced his final three with his Peloton account, which was bullshit. But I mean, it got a lot of attention for Peloton, so I guess that's a good thing for them. They got basically three
what
advertising.
Is Peloton, bro?
Peloton is...
You
must have seen those adverts on TV where those people are like riding those bikes and they've got like that woman shouting at them on the bike. Surely.
Oh, what? That thing at the gyms and stuff?
Yeah, it's like a personal trainer on your bike, and you like ride it from home, and you could do like climb the leaderboards. Well, I mean, JJ was like, I don't even ride bikes anyway. So, I mean, but that was like 2 hours before the news was announced. And he announced it on his Twitter. He had a picture of him in a Cardinals shirt, like while he was squatting. AKA JJ Squat. See what I did there? Same as what you did is awful, but JJ Squat.
Bro.
It's not that bad. It was good. It's clever. But yeah, he signed with the Cardinals a 2-year deal worth $31 million. So not too bad. with 23 million guaranteed. So I rate the little chase of the bag. But yeah, like you said, it wasn't what we was expecting. We was expecting him to go to either, you know, a team where he was going to get a huge bag, like a huge sum of money. I mean, he did get good money here, but either a team that he's going to get like ridiculous money, or we thought we'd see him on a team that is going to be what we feel like is a instant contender, a team that is in the place to become a Super Bowl champion in the next year. I mean, he's only signing a 2-year contract, so...
Bro, like, any of those teams you literally mentioned, those, like, those fake teams, literally any of them would have been a better location for him, bro.
Even the Browns?
Bro, even the Browns, bro. If they had him, their line would be looking scary, I can't lie. Like, I think...
The Browns went to the playoffs. The Cardinals fell short last season. So, I mean, I guess there's that contender aspect there. But he is teaming up with another... we can call it like a dangerous duo with him and Chandler Jones. And if you check their combined stats over their careers, they have combined for over 200 sacks between the two. JJ is like 101, so Chandler Jones is up there. Two dangerous guys when you get them on the same field. So I'm interested to see how that works out. The defense isn't great, but obviously now they got JJ, they got Chandler, they got Budda Baker as a strong safety. So that's going to be interesting to see a really maybe like a new dynamic. And with talks of cuts and maybe some people coming free, I'm sure they know they're contenders in that sense. They've now got JJ Watt, so I'm sure they're going to build around him. But it was just, I mean, it was one of those things that I think everyone was shocked by. But I mean, he did speak about it a little later on. He did admit there was a few reasons why. He said the weather was one. I don't blame him, because I wouldn't want to I wouldn't want to go to Wisconsin and deal with that snow. When
that's what I'm saying, man.
Texas, like, the whole time.
I ain't trying to have my fingers frozen off, bro. Like, I get him for that.
Yeah, no, I respect that. He's got connections down there as well with DeAndre Hopkins. He also talked about Kyler Murray going into his third year and said that, you know, he believes in teams that win are teams with a good quarterback, young quarterback, and he believes, I'm guessing, Kyler Murray is that guy for them. He said he's got a defensive scheme that has been led by Vance Joseph, who is with in his first 3 years down in Houston. So that obviously explains a lot. If your defensive scheme is similar to what you've been used to and what you've experienced and you know the guy down there, then obviously signs point towards going to Arizona. But I think really a shock to us all. But I don't see this team as a team that is going to go silently this year with JJ Watt. I feel like they'll make a few moves and I feel like they'll get themselves into that contending position personally.
Like the thing is with Watt is like still a very good player. Obviously, it's not as dangerous as it used to be, man. So I think it's gonna be interesting how he can produce this year. See if he can, like, what kind of stats he can put up. Obviously, Hassan Reddick, he might be getting let go. Some other team might pick him up. So it's obviously there's gonna be holes there. It's gonna be interesting how he can fill those holes. So, yeah, man.
Yeah, JJ Watt, he might be old, but he's still one of those players that, I mean, most offensive linemen don't want to get on the other side of, and most running backs don't want to pick up once he gets there. Most quarterbacks don't want to face as well. Like, his age is, I think he's turning, I think he said 31, I think. I can't remember exactly, but he's getting there. And that brings me back really to, like, the point of the Texans. The Texans obviously are a fairly new organization when you compare them to other organizations getting established. I think it was in 2000. And like, I know he really has been the face of the franchise for Texas, right? So
yeah, I see. So
like, it's just, I still find it weird. And I understand he's a very emotional player and he obviously wants to win. And we saw that in his press conference at the end of the season where he was basically saying that, like, the fans deserve better, the organization, he's saying that the organization's doing bad, the team's done bad, the fans deserve better, like the fans is really what it's all about. He's a very emotional player, and I guess to see him sort of leave that Houston area, which he's done a lot towards improving with his like, didn't he have that huge thing when it was the hurricane, I think it was, down there, and he like put a huge relief, but he's been that face of that franchise, and it's weird to see him go. But hopefully all signs lead to him having a nicer time in Arizona than in Texas. Maybe he'll be a bit happier under a team that actually wants to retain good players and sign good players.
A team that actually knows how to manage a team, bro. Like, a team that's just not absolute butt juice, bro. Like, that's the thing about it.
Well, the Texans weren't too bad a couple of years ago, and then all of a sudden,
yeah, I know, but like
Bill O'Brien just drove that. I don't know if you watch wrestling, but it reminds me of like a clothesline. Like he builds up all that momentum by throwing his team into the ropes, and then he just clotheslines them, just drops them to the ground. And, bro, I don't know. Buddha Baker. Bill O'Brien, he drove that team into the shit, and they're not doing a lot to help himself now. We'll talk about Deshaun Watson in a little bit as well, but yeah, he's not doing a lot to help them in that situation down there. It is rough. So if you're a Texans fan, I won't compare you to the new Jets, but I would say just be prepared for a couple years of some painful shit. And I mean, I know it's not been great for Texans fans, but there was that optimism there for Texans fans, I guess, when Watson was around and JJ was there and D-Hop was there and everyone was like, oh, not a bad team. They got to the playoffs a couple times, and
and then the guy decided to trade D-Hop for like a bag of potatoes,
David Johnson and someone like a pick,
yeah, like literally nothing, fam.
And David Johnson, I mean, David, he had a good start against the Chiefs, and then after that he just dropped off.
I swear he's old now, low key.
Yeah, he's not.
Bro,
unless
I'm tripping. Like,
he's not young.
Like,
he's not young. He's been around the block, yeah, definitely. But he's a weird little trade, I guess, in terms of giving up one of.
Right, it's just one of them things.
One of, if not the best wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or for like you said, a bag of potatoes, but. Yeah, JJ Watt to the Cardinals, $31 million. Get the bag. Well done. $23 million guaranteed. He's got his money. Let's see if he can get a ring. Maybe the Cardinals put it out of the bag.
Nah, bro. No, there's no fam. If the Cardinals win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years, bro, like I will give you £100, fam. I don't like. I don't know. Like, they're not winning shit, bro. Trust me.
I'll take that. I'll take £100 for me not doing anything.
Bro, watch this actually come back to bite me, fam. I mean, I'm fairly certain they are not going to win anything.
Yeah, no. I mean, unless they make a few trades and they make a few pickups, then I don't feel like they're dangerous.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be an easy team to beat. That's for sure. Like, they're not going to be a walker. They'll probably get to the playoffs.
No, I think they're definitely a playoff caliber team, but to me, I see them as like just a first round out, to be honest. But,
round, I'd say like maybe a second round out. Not a first, I'd say like second. I feel it depends where their playoff spot is. If they get in the wild card spot, then I feel like they can beat the wild cards, just not get through the divisionals.
Yeah, maybe.
Right, there we are. So, JJ Watt to the Cardinals. Nice bit of money, hopefully a ring. Let's move on to our next conversation. But before we do that, I want to announce to the people that are listening that me and Sean have had a little bit of discussion here, and we potentially will be doing some giveaways in the future with some jerseys. So if you're a listener of the podcast and you want to get your hands on some throwback jerseys, something that will be a nice little addition to your closet or wardrobe, wherever you're from, make sure you stay around, you listen, because in a couple of weeks, we'll hopefully be getting to them. And all you got to do is follow some simple steps and you can get yourself a nice little throwback jersey. Maybe if you're, you know, a fan of a classic team with a lot of history, you can get yourself a nice little classic jersey there.
That's another Patriots then.
Huh? Yeah, another Patriots. The Patriots have some players that... I'm not talking... Huge players back in the day, but I don't know. You never know. Some throwbacks.
Bro, you could not name two players from before 2000 that played for the Patriots.
Before 2000, no, probably not. That's 20 years ago.
Yeah,
probably not. I'm not
a true fan. Fam.
A true fan. I'm 20 years old. That was before I was born.
Bro, a lot of stuff was before you were born, fam.
You only know your Dolphins because of Dan Marino. It's probably one that
I can name you like quite a few, to be honest. Okay, from before.
Fair play. But yeah, giveaways coming soon, jerseys as well. So keep your eyes open for that. Now let's move into our second conversation with some cuts have gone on in the past couple of days. Golden Tate, Kyle Van Noy, Kyle Rudolph. It was a tough day to be a Kyle in the NFL world with Rudolph and Van Noy being cut in the same day, and then Golden Tate being cut, I think, yesterday or early today. Let's get on to Kyle Van Noy, which was a interesting one. Obviously, you're being a Dolphins fan. You obviously have some opinions on this as well. But Kyle Van Noy, he was released 1 year into his contract after being taken from the Patriots. And I wouldn't say he had the best year, but I mean, in terms of his career, it wasn't too bad. I think he gets like a nicely, some stats that were like an all-round
good, all-round,
he dominated in.
He didn't excel in anything. Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of, the way I see him, he's kind of like a jack of multiple trades, where he doesn't really excel in one specific thing. So to me, from a Dolphins fan perspective, I was kind of shocked to hear about it, to be honest. But it's like, I've seen the response from all the other fans and stuff. And to me, it's like, yeah, he did all right for that season, but knowing what we're saving and having other people, Van Ginkle, who's a linebacker, who, if you look at their seasons, like, you could say that he's better, that can replace him. I think it does make sense if the Dolphins are trying to free up cap space or something, that it was a justified move.
Yeah, well, let's go back to, obviously, there is that issue with the cap space, and then, you know, and we're gonna see that. We're going to talk about that as well. But 1 year into the contract, so you've got the numbers, right? How much is this 4 year contract supposed to take out the Dolphins' pocket?
So it's 4 years, $51 million.
$51 million.
It's like around $30 million guaranteed or something, and we've paid him like 12 for last season or something like that.
Was it worth the money, do you feel?
Well, no, I'm not gonna say it now, because I think you can get a lot better value for 12 for $12 million. And I think he played well. He was a good leader for the younger guys. I think he did okay. I was disappointed with him. I think he was solid, but I think we can get some potential replacements, whether it be in the draft or free agency. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, going back to what you said a couple minutes back with him being like a, I guess if you want to say it's like a jack of all trades, right? Like, he can do everything. And I know his stats, when I checked them, I've got them here, but I've lost the, I've lost what represent, which represents to each what. And I think so 46 total tackles, I think 23 assists. So nothing great, nothing crazy out of the water. I think he had 9 sacks on the season as well, which was the best he...
9 sacks? I don't think he had 9 sacks.
Or it's 9.
I think he had 6. Let me just double check.
Go ahead. But his stats weren't like you said, he's like a jack of all trades in terms of he doesn't do one thing, like, he doesn't excel in one department. He excels in everything else. And that's kind of what he did at the Patriots. Like, you never looked at him into the guy who would, say, for example, come up with stats that would lead.
He ain't gonna be lead. He's not gonna be a league or. Let's just say that he's not going
to
be leading.
He's a good addition to have on the squad. I feel like he can come up with plays, and he can come up with momentum changes.
Yeah, I think he definitely made an impact this year. So I got to give up to him for that. I looked up. He had six sacks. So
what am I getting confused on with 9? Sure, what did he get with 9?
9, bro. I don't even know. He had 9. I would not even know what he had 9 of, bro.
Yeah, I thought it was 6.
I don't know where you got 9 from, because that's not coming up at all, fam.
God knows.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Kyle Van Noy is sort of like that jack of all trades. And a shame, lots of Patriots fans were talking about, oh, my bad, 9 tackles for last. That's what's up.
All right.
Lots of Patriots fans are talking about him coming back to the the Patriots, but I mean, if being realistic,
to me,
after what he said as well about the Patriots, he talked a lot of shit. It's not. It's not going to happen. But I think a team will pick him up because he is a player like we said that he can do everything and he's not. He's not a shit player. He's just not.
I think he's definitely a good addition to a team. Like if they were to re-sign him, like I said, the Patriots, I think it'd definitely make a difference. But I don't think that's a place for him. I think he's done what he's done in the past with them. But Patriots are a team, said this a lot of times, they're going into a rebuild. So I think he's probably one to be on a team that's contending for a title that he can make a real difference to. So, yeah.
You know, it's not like he's short of titles after being with the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean yeah, he's got two. So.
If I'm him, I'm taking a bit of bag at this point in my career.
Yeah, getting a bit of money. Maybe. I mean, we still have to pay him for another 4 years, so or 3 years. So he's got that extra. Yeah, I know. It is what it is, man.
Well, let's now move on to another Kyle. Kyle Rudolph, a veteran tight end, been down in Minnesota for how long now? It's like a fucking donkey.
He's been there for a minute, bro.
Yeah, he's been there for a hot minute, actually. He's been there for quite a while.
Let me just double check.
Interesting release, though. Okay, so he has been their main tight end, and I feel like he still has a bit of juice left in him.
Yeah, nine years.
I knew it was somewhere around that mark. Couldn't remember how long, but he's not done great, but I feel like he's still got some juice. Some people are talking about picking Kyle up. We've got the Patriots who were on the phone and the Browns who are on the phone as well. So there's some interesting teams. Both could do with a tight end who actually makes a difference.
I definitely think this guy is not a primary option. I think if a team's looking to pick him up, they're not looking for him to be that main go-to guy. I feel like he's just more of a kind of a rotational, just backup piece. Maybe it's using some different sets and stuff. But from his production, because it's definitely, he was like quite decent at one point, but
yeah,
he did slow down. So I think like he's probably past his, it was definitely past his.
He did have Kirk Cousins for him in the ball though. So,
I mean, yeah. But
maybe with a quarterback who could utilize the tight end a bit more. I mean, they do have some good additions down there with Justin Jefferson coming along, Adam Thielen being there. Obviously, back in the past, Stephon Diggs was there. So, I mean, he really was one of those guys who was a part of a system. Maybe that system just isn't around him anymore. And they feel like they could either have someone younger or someone who they had to pay less and can bring the same to the table as he could. Because obviously, Kirk Cousins, what it looks like the time being, is the Vikings quarterback for another season. And maybe things weren't working out. They'll probably have to pay Justin Jefferson a nice little contract as well down there with the Vikings. So, yeah, probably the best option for them to get him out of the door is just then what team picks him up. Like you said, he might go onto a team and just become like a backup rotations, putting him in on some sets that work for him. I feel like if you join the Patriots, for example, they've got some young tight ends there. Maybe it's just letting a veteran sort of take rotations and show the younger guys what to do. For example, maybe trying to build up some younger players.
Bro, stay at the Patriots, bro. If you get him in on there, you'll be the leading receiver, bro.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably at this rate. I mean, it depends on who's quarterback. And if it's Cam Newton, then maybe. I mean,
he is fine. Ain't nobody getting over like 200 yards, bro, if he's a quarterback.
Mate, probably the only person getting over 200 yards would be himself just on trick plays.
Yeah, facts.
But, yeah, Kyle Rudolph has had those talks with the Browns and the Patriots, so it'll be interesting to see where he goes. Talking about the Browns, though, and we're not going to get into this in too much detail because there's only a rumour from what I've heard, but Gilmore has apparently been on the phone to the Browns organization. No more information. This is a source that is close to me. I did an interview with him. He's got a few sources, and that's what's been said so far. So potentially a trade to the Browns today with Stephon Gilmore. So how reliable that source is, I'm unsure, but that could be a potential move for the Patriots and the Browns to make. But
I feel like that could be true because he's definitely a player I see most likely getting traded this season. Especially after the injury. I think he's probably gonna go.
So that's a bit of news, an exclusive bit of across the pond podcast news for everyone, everyone listening. But Golden Tate, our final guy we're talking about of players being cut. Golden Tate, I've always, for me, like it might sound stupid, but I always just remember him playing for the Giants. I'm typing away
the Giants.
Yeah,
and bro, I remember him for the Lions, bro.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I was typing away and I was like, oh shit, this guy's been fucking everywhere. He's been Philadelphia, Detroit, Seattle. I think maybe one more team as well as the Giants, but he's been Giants for the past 2 years. And he's not done great. You could say that. He's not done great. And take this into account. I mean, out of Giants,
he ain't done good at all. He's had some good seasons.
Well,
he used to be a good receiver.
Golden Tate was picked up one day after they traded OBJ to the Browns in March 2019. They paid him £23 million guaranteed. And what they got out of him was 1,064 yards and 8 touchdowns in 2 seasons. So the production level, not really there. And saying that, I think his first season for the Giants, he had about 6 touchdowns. So he had a productive first year, but his second year,
and he only had
2 touchdowns. I don't know if that's because of any injuries or things lurking. I mean, it's not really the best situation when you lose someone like Eli Manning, a veteran, and you take on Daniel Jones, a guy who everyone for some reason had hype about. I mean, let's be honest.
Bro, this guy, bro. Why would he have hype about him?
No, there was hype when he first started, bro. I remember loads of Giants fans.
He beat
the Bucs. I think he came in, he beat the Bucs, I think, over Eli Manning. And everyone was like, this is it. Like, we've got our quarterback. And I was like, bro, he ran like a couple of first downs and threw a touchdown to win the game. Yeah, and everyone was like, this is our guy. And yeah, the thing he's been most known for this season is his little turf monster run where he ran all the way downfield and tripped up. Embarrassing. Oh, man. But
that's why, you can't. How are you in the NFL doing that, bro? How?
I don't know. A good question for me is how is Daniel Jones in the NFL, if anything? But
that's what I'm saying, man.
But yeah, Golden Tate hasn't had the best time with Daniel Jones being there. But still, I understand the reason for the release. Maybe you could argue and say he should have another season to, you know, prove his worth. Maybe this was an off season. Maybe he felt a bit rough. Maybe with coronavirus and, you know, him maybe, I don't know, not being able to be in shape. Maybe he's not been able to go to the gym as much. Maybe there's a lot of factors you could blame for his lack of production.
I don't think that was the best place for him. I can't lie.
It is a rough situation.
Yeah, I think he's the type of receiver. He needs that like established, like a decent QB for him to produce. Because we've seen him do it before, so definitely think he could do it again. But I don't know, because at this point, it might be just a question of age or something. So
yeah, he's getting on a bit now.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's for him. I feel like it's his time, really. If he goes to another team, he's just probably going to take the. He's already a Super Bowl champion. He's probably just going to try to take as much money as he can to secure himself as just, you know, being financially safe for the next couple of years. And but yeah, I mean, it wasn't really a shock in terms of, oh shit, this guy has been released. But I think it was more a shock as in, wait, Golden Tate? Really? Has he been released? It's like, okay, we'll move on. We'll carry on. But Golden Tate left the Giants and they paid him a nice $23 million for a lackluster production. If you're going to have kids in the future, make sure you get them as a NFL receiver or a player, and make sure, bro, $23 million for 1,064 yards, 8 touchdowns in 2 seasons, $23 million.
I mean, that, yeah. I mean,
that'll get your kid to be like a teacher. No disrespect to teachers, but you know, their money is definitely where being a football player is. So really,
yeah.
I mean, he is an elite. He is a veteran, and that's why they paid him that kind of shit. But
waste money. I think like they tried to do something, it didn't work out, move on, best thing to do, man. So I don't blame them for releasing him. It is what it is, bro.
100%. Hey, we'll move on. We've talked about some cuts. Now I want to talk back to money. Mr. Dak Prescott, Mr. Potential franchise tag, Mr. Ankle Breaker. And was it ACL or was it his ankle? I think he shit up.
Probably both, bro. I don't even know.
Now
I said this, but this guy been injured like so many times.
Well, that's true. He's now got a little bit of an issue with money, which has been going on for a long time now. And now he has come out and has proclaimed. Well, this is what his agents have said. Apparently, he wants Pat Mahomes' money, which is a lot. To say the least, Pat Mahomes, his contract is something like, well, bear in mind, Patrick Mahomes' contract is a 10-year contract and is worth like 500 something million, right? So I'm sure he doesn't want to stay with the Cowboys for 10 years, but the money.
Tell me this, man. Tell me this. Why does he think he deserves that? That's not even me trying to knock him because I think he's a good QB. But what has he done to warrant getting that type of money? You see Mahomes, he's won a Super Bowl. He has an MVP. He's taken them, obviously, this is after he got paid, but he's taken them to 2 Super Bowls. What has Dak done? I know it's not necessarily his fault in all situations, but it's like, bro, how are you asking for this type of money when you've not gone past the first round, bro? Like, That's just stupid. It literally don't make any sense, bro.
Well, I don't think it warrants the fact that Patrick Mahomes is deserving of that money anyway. Like, that money is a ridiculous amount to be paying a quarterback.
Yeah, that's a crazy contract.
He's only been in, I think, during that time, was that his second year starting, I think, when they paid him that money. So that is a ridiculous contract in itself, but at least he kind of proved himself to warrant that money in a way. Like, I don't think it is worth that money. I don't think anyone should deserve that money just for doing something that, yeah, it's good, but obviously it's not, you know, like, okay, cool. Maybe if you took them to like 4 Super Bowls in a row and absolutely just smash shit up, or 2 Super Bowls in a row, and then you can sort of warrant that money a bit.
I mean, I understand why they gave him a contract like that, because like, you look at Mahomes, like that's a solid QB, and you expect him to do that for years to come. So like, I know it's crazy, it's a crazy contract, but like, I understand their reasoning for it. But to me, it's like,
I slightly understand it, but just not.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, it's a bit over the top, I can't lie, but I mean, Dak isn't that type of player. No, he's not like Mahomes.
He's not a bad player, which I think some people have referred to him as being this ass player, and he's definitely not good.
Yeah.
He's not worth the money. But I think after this season, I think he's changed a lot of people's minds, where people have went, oh shit, the Cowboys kind of do need this guy as their quarterback. But to be asking for the money Pat Mahomes is on is like just ridiculous. You're struggling to come to terms with, you know, even signing a contract with this team, but now you're asking for Pat Mahomes' money. It feels like every time we talk about them, they're getting further and further apart. And the day currently, it's the 4th it's 4th of March, and the deadline for the franchise tag is the 9th. So if they want to give him another franchise tag and hold out for another year, which in my opinion is a stupid idea. They shouldn't have done it the first year anyway. But if they do decide to give him that franchise tag and pay out an extortionate amount of money. I mean, they paid out this year and he was out for most of the fucking year. So yeah, but there you are.
Can you tag a player more than once?
I believe it's twice.
Twice, all right.
Yeah, there is the option for them to be tagged. But I think if Jerry Jones is feeling like this is his guy, then just pay the man the money. Obviously, no one's going to... If he won't accept your contract and he's like, well, I want Pat Mahomes' money, then I can understand you saying, okay, we're going to move on from this whole Dak Prescott thing because it's just becoming a burden if he actually is asking for that kind of money. But if not, and he's just asking for a reasonable contract for what he's worth, and he is worth cash, and Jerry Jones has cash, you know, then they definitely should come to an agreement.
As you said, like, depending, I think a tag would be a smart thing to do, because I say, if he is asking for big money, like Mahomes' money, then, but you still kind of want to keep him, I'm like, okay, we're going to tag you. Go this season, prove what you can do. If you get some results, then...
Yeah, but that was the thing last year. So they refused his contract and they franchise tagged him. They paid out money for him to be injured, and they've gone, well, I mean, everyone said, oh, look, here we are. There's no Dak Prescott and the team's gone fucking shit record, missed out on the playoffs in arguably the worst division. The Washington football team
That's not arguably. That was the worst division, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone's going, well, there you go. This is what happens without Dak. So I think in terms of him being the best quarterback, and then also the market for quarterbacks has gone up. And so if they put the franchise tag on him this year, and once again, he goes out and he proves himself, the market goes up again. And now they're going to pay some more money for him. And after 2 years of franchise tagging him, he probably doesn't want to stay for 4 years, which he did originally. I think he wanted 4 years and they wanted 5 years. He probably only want a 2-year contract now because he wants, after being fucked around all that time, he's probably like, well, fuck this team. If you don't want me, it's going to franchise tag me. You know, if you want a quarterback, you're going to sign them to a contract like the Chiefs did, sign Mahomes to a contract and say, we want you. Actually, we don't just want you for 2 years, 3 years. We want you for 10 years.
I think, like, to be honest, he proved he is like, he is their guy. Yeah, so I don't really see like what the whole thing is of like, oh, we need to see, because yeah, he wasn't necessarily taken to the conference championship and stuff, but I feel like that would just come with building a better team around him. So I don't know, man. To me, yeah, it don't really make a lot of sense, but I think if they know that's their guy, then yeah, just do it. Like, I don't see the point of not paying him, like sign him to a contract. But if they have questions about it, then I would understand if they tagged him. But if they're like, if they fully just are like, no, then yeah, just go ahead and trade him or whatever, try to get as much like either like draft capital, so just compensation for a minute.
Yeah, well, I feel like personally the best thing for them to do is just pay him the money and get it over and done with, or like you said, just get him out there and get some actual value for him, because his value is dropping the longer you wait, and that's what happens with players, and that's what's happening with Deshaun Watson as well. His value is dropping, so I guess it's a good way to get into Deshaun Watson's conversation. Obviously, we've talked about him last week, but I think this is the most interesting storyline that's coming out in terms of kind of, if you ask me, it's a crazy situation. The fact that they are basically refusing to trade Deshaun Watson and saying this is our guy, when Deshaun Watson obviously doesn't want to be a Texan, and that is pretty evident. I think everyone can say he doesn't want to be down there in Texas, but the new GM is holding out, and they could be getting, if they say they, for example, they accept Christian McCaffrey, the Panthers, they could be getting Christian McCaffrey and maybe like 3, even 4 first rounders. Obviously, no one's too sure on the details, but that's what's been rumored. You hold out and you decide you want to trade him later on. What is he worth? I mean, his value is going to drop drastically if he holds out. So, if anything, look, Deshaun Watson doesn't want to be in that team.
Up, bro.
He didn't want to be in that team, so why keep him there? If anything, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And I think that's the craziest thing that's coming out of this whole situation is the fact that he doesn't want to be there for a start. And everyone knows that he doesn't want to be there. He's been very public about it. And instead of actually going, look, yeah, let's get him out and let's put him into, you know, a situation he's going to enjoy and let's get something out of it ourselves. They're going, no, let's keep him around. And I,
like, to me, it makes no sense.
I don't get it.
Like, it doesn't, like, bro, what is the point of keeping your QB here? You have him signed to, like, a four or five-year deal, whatever. How many, like, 3 or 4 years left on his deal? And by that time, bro, they are not going to make the playoffs, bro. Like, they are not even good. They're not going to be good in any of those years. So, like, what is the point? Like, you're going into a rebuild. No matter even if you keep him or not keep him, you're rebuilding. Why would he want to stay there? He doesn't want to stay there. And it's like you're forcing him to be there. Like, what is the point, man? Like, well, it literally makes no sense.
What if we see a similar situation where potentially he decides, fuck it, I'm not going to turn up to camp. I'm not going to turn up to media. I'm going to sit this one out. I'm not going to play. They lose themselves a generational running back and some first rounders. And they also go and lose themselves their quarterback that they're so persistent that should stay. Well, he's not going to play. And it's like, okay, well, we'll get rid of him next season because he's not going to play. And he's not going to be worth jack shit. I mean, I think the best option for them is to be taking what they can get, what's being put on the table, putting him in the situation he wants to be in, and avoid drama. Like, just get, if you're a team that is struggling to, you know, get to that next stage, you know, the Texans have been struggling with, you know, losing JJ Watt, the DeAndre Hopkins. Now they've got this whole situation with Watson. You don't want to put yourself in a worse position. You want to prepare yourself for the future. No fan, no expert, no analyst, no whatever is going to sit there and go, you were wrong for getting rid of your quarterback. When that quarterback, number one, doesn't want to be there. And number two, your whole franchise needs a big evaluation and it needs a step back. And everyone needs to, you know, where can we improve and how can we improve? And the draft is a big way to do that. Christian McCaffrey is a big way to do that. But just keeping him around and just, it's like, instead of going forward, you just going backwards and then just digging a hole and then dropping into that hole and then digging yourself into it.
Yeah, bro. It literally don't make any sense to me, man. Like, that organization is just incompetent, bro. Like, that's all it is. That's literally all it is, man. This is like, bro, you people in Texas, in Houston, bro, I'm sorry for you. Like, you, man, got floods and shit. Like, You have the whole James Harden thing, now the Deshaun Watson, bro. Spent like, bro, you lot.
No, do you mean now the Deshaun Watson? It's now the JJ Watt, was the DeAndre Hopkins, now the JJ Watt.
And yeah, now bro, also like, bro, like, when it comes to sports, man, they are just unlucky. Bro, they are unlucky.
Not sport, that's in my analysis, but didn't they win is it Houston Astros, right?
Oh, bro, they cheated.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that.
You didn't hear about that. Yeah, bro.
I heard something about that.
Yeah.
They still won. Bro. I guess they won something, but the only way they won it was via cheating.
Yeah, bro.
I mean, I'm not going to get into that because I know fuck all about baseball, but I know there was some shit like that in the sideline and everyone was like complaining. But yeah, so it's a very tough time to be. The Rockets aren't doing great. I heard the Astros also aren't doing great as well. And
I don't know, but not fam. They made it to the, I can't remember what it's called.
I thought they was doing shit.
They made it to like the conference championship last year, whatever it's called.
Okay, yeah, not bad. And well, the Texans are definitely doing ass. I don't know.
Hockey
or something. If they do, Houston even have a team in hockey? I don't even know.
I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know, man. I don't follow hockey like that.
Nah, me either. And but yeah, no, it's a shit time to be a fan of the Houston Texans or Houston sports in general. But no, I didn't. I don't know what's going on there. Most people don't know what's going on there. I would like an explanation of why they are doing this from someone higher up, and you know, a bit of reasoning, or maybe they've had some talks, and maybe Watson would be okay with staying or wouldn't sit out. But I just think it's a fucked up situation to put yourself in and Deshaun in, and ultimately probably lead to the demise and the you know, putting themselves in such a big hole of the Houston Texans. But yeah, it is one of the craziest storylines, and I hope they get his fucking ass out of there ASAP. And I bet you do as well, because there's been talks about him going to the Dolphins.
I mean, the Dolphins are the front runners now, apparently.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I think they've got the highest odds to land him, apart from, I think Houston still has the highest odds for him starting week one next season. But when you look at teams, obviously, that aren't the Texans, then it's the Dolphins.
I'm going to put a bet on him actually not playing. That's where I would go. Right.
Well, just not playing at all.
Yeah, just sitting out.
Yeah, that could happen.
He could just pull everyone's bets out of the water and just go, yeah, I'm not even going to play.
I feel like something big is going to happen. It's like an NFL, like soon. Like there's going to be
some. It's not the first time we've seen it as well. Obviously, Le'Veon Bell being a big one. Him deciding he was going to sit out from the Steelers and then go make music, and then went to the Jets, and his career has not been. I mean, it at least would have been a step up if he went to the Super Bowl and won it, but he joined the Chiefs and didn't even win this beat.
And it was debatable
for him to go to the Bucs as well. He could have went to the Bucs, I think.
Yeah,
where there was conversation about that, but
I know he's
we could see Sean Watson sit out, and it could be a interesting off season. That's definitely one of the things if you're a football fan, you should be following. And that leads us finally to our last conversation of today's agenda, and that is the quote unquote massacre of cuts we might see next week. If people didn't know already, the salary cap is a big issue with the NFL right now. So a woman called Second Name Russini, I've never heard of her before, but I guess she's a reporter-insider. She tweeted out that she received an anonymous text message from a NFL head coach, and he said it's going to be a massacre next week all around the league, suggesting that there are a lot of teams ready to cut and get rid of some of their best players, and we should expect a lot of moves from a lot of teams. And that's because the cap is got a decrease of $22.2 million. So that's an 11% decrease from 2020. So there are going to be a lot of players who potentially are on their final years, or teams. We saw it with Rudolph, we saw it with Calvin, I know we saw it with Golden Tate, where teams are going, we need space, we need some better players, we've got to get rid of some of the people on bigger contracts. And if they can't obviously negotiate those contracts, well, goodbye. And it should be an interesting week coming up for the NFL. And I mean, I don't know what to expect from it. I don't know what that means in terms of it's going to be a massacre. It might just be a rumor. Maybe everything turns out to be fine. But I feel like we can expect some more cuts from teams that, if anything, give us a bit of a shock. But I don't feel like we're going to see anything like drastic, nothing that's going to like blow everyone like shit. But
yeah, no, like, because you know what, fam? I was just thinking, like, I have that bad feeling, bro. Like, I was waiting a good couple of years now to get X jersey, copped one like 3 months ago, and I was scared low key they're gonna trade him or something. And I have that bad feeling that shit is going to happen.
I don't feel like it.
And I cannot return my jersey anymore. So I would have waited like 2 years to buy a jersey, which would have just been like irrelevant in 3 months' time. Bro, like, he's my favorite player, so I hope he don't get traded or anything. But bro, if that happens, I just have a bad feeling about it, bro. I feel like a lot for anyone watching, I feel like you may have reason to fear one of your favorite players getting traded or something, man.
when I bought my Gilmore jersey as a replacement for my Brady jersey when the new jerseys come out, and he's potentially going. But they have a thing in the US, I think, some providers like Bankport, yeah, jersey insurance.
Yeah, I seen the
oh, I need that as well.
Bro, yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. I know, trust me.
I've been kind of lucky when it comes to the Patriots, because they've had some players that have been, you know, like long sustaining careers in New England. Yeah. But some other teams, I mean, imagine being a Browns fan and buying a jersey of a quarterback and having to replace it every single year and every single draft. How many Browns jerseys have been bought for a quarterback?
Browns fans are down bad right now, fam. Like, they ain't got no money, bro. How many jerseys do you have to be buying in the last couple of years, bro?
Oh, the last couple of years. I mean, I feel like they're a bit safer now.
Doing a bit better now, but like before that, bro.
Jesus Christ. The amount of quarterbacks they picked up.
Trust me.
I wish we had a bit more news on who is going to be cut. If not, cool, there could be like a massacre of cuts, but cuts happen every single year. But obviously, it is a big decrease. And it's like, for example, if I bring up the stats real quick again, we'll go back to JJ Watt's salary as an example. He has a $23 million guaranteed, right, for 2 years. So we're talking about $23 million is like a two-year contract for like a player of JJ Watt's caliber. So if it's going to be decreased of $22.2 million and his is $23 million, we can see roughly like what kind of caliber players they can be getting rid of, or if they're not getting rid of the high-end players, maybe they get rid of kind of like Kyle Van Noy, the players that aren't the high-end, but they still have some heavy contracts and hefty contracts, and obviously teams have got to pick them up. Or, you know, if they aren't cut, they've got to redo their contracts and sort of, you know, take the loss, which most players don't want to do that. Most players would rather keep their money and get cut and find a new team who's willing to pay them a bit more cash and get their guarantee as well. But I'm interested to see what happens. If anyone gets cut on the Patriots, unless it's like a few top players, like there was like three or four players that I would actually be upset if they got cut. But I mean, at the moment, I'm not.
Let's be honest, like half of that squad, like they're gonna be out of the NFL in like 10 days time, bro.
Half the squad's
gonna be by next year, bro. You're gonna be working at Wendy's, bro. Trust me.
I'm gonna be working at Wendy's.
I'm not working
at Wendy's, bro. I'm sure if they're professional athletes, they're not gonna be working at Wendy's in the next couple of years.
Bro. Trust me, bro. Just look at that roster, man.
They don't have to insult us like that, bro. After we beat you so many years, you don't have to be so rough, man. Bit of respect on the name. Bit of respect on
you,
the name.
You ain't getting no respect, bro. No respect.
That way, you won't get it either. You won't get it either as well. We'll see how it goes.
It's cool, bro. I'll get the respect. My team's going to respect me on the field. By winning, and they're going to be disrespecting you by losing for the next couple of years. So it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Winning. Dolphins. Still?
Bro, 10-6 last season.
I don't know. I don't have much faith in them this year. I don't know.
I feel like they're going to make some good moves. I'm confident in the front office.
Got some high draft picks as well.
Yeah. I can do something.
And Brian Flores isn't a fucking idiot, which is a good thing to have as a head coach.
Nah, I feel like he's not like Adam Gase, who's just a fucking, I don't even know what to say about him, but he actually seems like a good coach, so I have to respect him, and I've got faith.
Yeah, no, I mean, I would say I had faith if I was a Dolphins fan, but I'm not, so I'm not going to give you the credit yet. But yeah, I mean, that wraps up about everything we've got to talk about in terms of NFL drama and news. But before we get going, as we said at the start and midway through, jersey giveaways will be coming soon. You can go follow us on our social media, and every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern. If you like what we're doing, make sure you subscribe, because we'll be dropping them every single week. And also we've got some interviews, conversations with a Dolphins YouTube page. Is it Touchdown Fins?
T-Defense talk. Hey, man, like, it's actually kind of crazy because, like, me and Mehmet were supposed to do that together. And it's actually, funny thing about it is that Mehmet actually has terrible internet.
Yeah, so I'm surprised it's working now.
Yeah, so...
it's not my internet that's a problem. It's not the internet that's a problem. I don't know what it is, but every time I load up Zoom, my internet boots down on my computer. Zoom, I don't know what's going on with it. Apparently, I need to update my internet potentially, but I don't know what goes on. It's working now. Yeah, didn't work last week on our podcast. It's working now.
I know you're stealing that Mackie's internet, bro.
I'd be impressed if I was picking up McDonald's internet from about, like, what is it, 10-minute drive from me? I'd be impressed if my internet was picking that up.
Bro.
But
I don't know.
You had that interview. We've also got my interview with a Patriots page as well. So they'll be coming up. They're only about 15, 20 minutes. We'll probably put them in one and do like a mini AFC special, disregarding the two teams in the division, the Bills and the Jets. We haven't got anyone for the Bills and the Jets. So we'll do a We'll do a mini AFC special and put those out sometime soon. So watch out for them as well. Like I said, if you enjoy what we do, every Thursday, 5 p.m. Eastern, you can subscribe, whatever you're listening on. If that's Spotify, if that's Google, if that's fucking Apple, if that's whatever, I don't know, or any other ones. Deezer, I think, as well. So, fuck it. Whatever you're listening on, you subscribe. Make sure you stay up to date because that will update you with everything that we post. Like I said at the start, social medias, you can go follow us on there. And, yeah, that's about it. Interesting week this week. Hopefully, we get a bit better next week, and hopefully, you can get... regardless of what happens with your surgery. I mean, it might get cancelled again, so.
Bro, the way it's been going, I would not be surprised, bro. I would not be surprised. Yeah, look, I'm going to try, even if it goes ahead, I think it will, but I'm going to try make it for the pod. Should be able to do it, so. If not, we'll see what we can work out.
Well, all prayers up for you, and hopefully you it doesn't go shit. Respect, and you don't like end up losing your leg or something during the surgery.
Bro.
Knowing your luck at this rate.
I wouldn't be surprised, bro. Shit, I might come out with 3 legs. Who knows, bro?
Maybe. So this time next week, if Sean's missing a leg, you'll know what happened, bro. Or 3 legs or 4 legs exactly. Or 5 legs. We'll see. But anything else to say before we finish up this podcast, Sean? Or are we all good to end it for another week?
We good, man. I think. Just to let you know, the interviews was my first time doing the interviews.
Oh, so yeah. True. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I couldn't be there, so.
Yeah, I had to improvise a little bit, certain parts, but I think this thing is good, so hopefully you'll enjoy it.
Sweet, man. Well, we'll get that up very soon as a, maybe Sunday, as like a little replacement for football. But hopefully you all enjoy it as well. Hopefully you all enjoyed this podcast. And hopefully you'll be joining us next week for more football talk, more football drama. And I'm going to see if we can get a guest on for next week, see if we can get something in as well, because people mm-hmm. seem to like the guest we had on last week. So next week, potentially look out for a guest as well. And we'll see you in that podcast for another week of football drama and shit talking. Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you very soon.